vocations, you called us. And you began to do your work within our lives. Little by little, you were sanctifying us, taking us forward in you. This night we thank you, and we know your word is true. That you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. There is nothing that you leave incomplete, O God. You who began a good work within each one of our lives, and upon this ministry, you will bring it to completion. For unless the Lord builds the house, the builders build it in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, the guards guard it in vain. The builders have been given to serve. To you we offer our lives. This night we thank you that you are seated at the right hand of God the Father. And everything is under control. You are in charge. Nothing is happening in this world, nor in our lives, without you knowing that you are in charge, Lord Jesus. To you we submit, knowing that your plans will be fulfilled in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sit down in the presence of the Lord. Let's sit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's open the scriptures to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 3. A lot of scriptures today. The 3rd chapter and the 17th verse. And suddenly a voice came from heaven. Saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of Luke chapter 3 and verse 22. And the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." Amen. Tonight I want to speak to you. I pray the Holy Spirit will help me and he will do the ministry. On to be the good son. This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. To be the good son. And to be the good son, this word today that I want to speak about is on honoring your father and your mother. Many of us have listened to much of the word. But while I was meditating in the presence of the Lord asked me to minister on this passage of scripture. The Lord said, "Let them know what God's word has to mean, or what God's word has to say on honoring your father and your mother." Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 2 and 3. The 6th chapter of Ephesians. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is your right. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is your right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And maybe to the second part of the message, we'll speak on how parents should teach their children, or should look after their children. Or maybe if we do not finish it today, we'll continue with that on Sunday. Maybe that's the day when most of the parents come. Hallelujah. That it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Obey. And I was, you know, we have heard the scripture when we go for a retreat, an initiation retreat. But listen to this word on honoring your father and your mother. Every time you read about that, you say, okay, what does it mean? I mean, you have some idea of it, but truly you do not know what God means or what God has to say when God speaks and says, honor your father and your mother. There are about 8 things that God means when He says, honor your father and your mother. And some of those things, that areas which my mother sitting here, I would have to be very open and true during this talk. Which are areas which I myself need to get it disciplined and right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But praise God, He will do the work of sanctification with our lives, provided we are open for correction and change. Amen. Amen. So the first area of honoring your father and mother is the area of where God's word has to say, where it says obedience. When we speak about obedience, remember, obedience is not always easy. As a matter of fact, it's something very hard. But the word of God says, obey your parents who are in the Lord. Who are in the Lord. They are in the Lord, you can obey them in everything except in the area which will take you away from Christ. Except in the area which will make you step out of your calling that is in Christ. I'll explain why that I said except. But God's word says, obey. Remember, Jesus, He had the testimony of the Father saying upon His life, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. What was the reason for which the Father could say that? If you look into the scriptures in Hebrews chapter 5, the 5th chapter and the 8th verse, the 5th chapter of Hebrews and the 8th verse, if somebody does not have a Bible, share with the person who is sitting next to you who does not have. And the 8th verse says, speaking about Jesus here, though He was Son, yet He learned obedience by the things which He suffered. And having been perfected, He became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey Him. He learned obedience through which or through what He suffered. Sometimes obedience is not easy, but it's a suffering. How many of you agree it's a suffering? But when you do that, the Bible says you are honoring your father and mother. Are you with me? Even though it is quite costly for you, even though it seems like a suffering, provided it doesn't take you away from Jesus and from His will, you are called to obey your parents. Are you with me? The first thing of honoring your father and mother parents is obedience. Say obedience.
Obedience.
Second thing is the area called respect. When we say that we need to honor our father and mother, it means we need to respect them. Today, God was rebuking me so strongly that I had to get on my knees and I had to cry and cry in the presence of the Lord and say, Lord, I'm so sorry for the 100 million times I just did not allow your word to penetrate into my spirit. And I believe it was because, I did not have a clear teaching on this. Because if I had a very clear scriptural teaching, I would have changed. But it was like, most of the time I never had a scriptural teaching. And people would say respect, and I was one person who couldn't do that. Are you with me? I can't take it in.
I'll respect a man of God. He stands there in the anointing, I'll respect it. But apart from that, I respect no one. And so it was very hard for me. But when it began to become scriptural, it began to correct me, it began to pain me. But I thank God, salt in the beginning, what does it do? It hurts you, then it heals you, and then it preserves you. Are you with me? In the beginning it hurts you, then it heals you, and then preserves you. And Colossians chapter 4 says, let your speech be seasoned with salt. Let your speech be seasoned with salt. See, in the beginning the salt might hurt you a little bit. And many people, the minute it begins to hurt, then they begin defensive. Or they begin to, you know, blame someone else. Or they begin to be defensive. The minute it becomes to be come to a point of hurt. But then only if you will allow it to hurt will become healing. And then it will become a place where it can keep you. Are you with me? Amen. So the second thing is called respect. And honor has to do with obedience. It has got to do with respect. Do you know that in the scripture? I mean, many of us are not taught that. And many of us do not. This generation, I believe, we do not know that. Honestly, we do not know that. And I think it is important that we learn. Are you with me? I mean, respect. Sometimes in the old, I mean, when a person who is elderly comes into a congregation, comes in, how many of you would just get up and stand up and say, show your respect like that? I mean, we would just sit there still with our legs stretched out. We wouldn't do that. Are you with me? Somebody comes in, but I never knew the scripture to get up and show my respect. I thought it was something that was to do with the place that we were in, you know, I mean, it was to do with the way that we have been brought up. But when I began to come to know the scripture, to stand up, when an elderly man comes in, and it's important that I stand up and show my respect, I began to say, okay, Lord, I'll do this. So every time, even though whatever happens, if I'm very tired, I'll get up and show my respect. Are you with me? And the scripture, why? Because Leviticus 19 and the 32nd verse, the 19th chapter of Leviticus, and the 32nd verse, it says there, you shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man, and fear your God, for I am the Lord. You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man, and fear your God, I am the Lord. So next time any child walks in late, we all stand up. But only I was doing the standing up today. Hallelujah. Remember this? You shall stand up. Are you with me? And show your respect and show your honor. That means somebody who is gray-headed or old walks into your... Second area of honoring your parents. The first one is? Second one is? Respect. Proverbs 23. 23rd chapter and the 22nd verse, it says there, listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. The other day I was speaking with someone, and he was telling me how the body of Christ that lost its area of sensitiveness in dealing with certain issues. I mean, I was kind of shocked because, and I myself had to do a lot of crying, and I said, Lord, once again, remove that hardness of heart. Help me to be tender-hearted. Help me to be compassionate. And just help me to be yielded to know what to do. I mean, someone is hurt, someone is dying, someone is sick, someone is in trouble. And it doesn't, I mean, we don't even get on our knees and pray a couple of minutes. Are you with me? When we just seems to have lost it, it has just become something that just goes over our head. The other day I was shocked because a man of God was in hospital, and the day he was supposed to go through an operation, I found out that many people who were in his ministry, in his place, they were just having a casual good time, I mean, relax. I mean, it didn't bother them at all. I said, the church is not only an army of God, it is also a family. Are you with me? And the Bible speaks and says, you need to be a person who should not wait for the time when they are old, that you can put them up in an old age home or somewhere where they are left by themselves. But you should make sure when they are old that you stick with them, that you honor them by showing your respect, by showing your love, and by helping them out. How many of you understand that? Honor your father and your mother in the area of obedience, in the area of respect. A third thing, in the area that's called of helping. Be a help to them, not a headache to them. Help. Say help. You always say help, mama, help, dada. I mean, you're supposed to help them. Are you with me? Malachi chapter 1, Malachi chapter 3. I believe the scriptures can set us right. The third chapter of Malachi. Helping means to serve them. Third chapter says, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. As a man spares his own son who serves him. Or who helps him. So it means that a son has to help us, father. Or his mother. Are you with me? Are you with me? How many of you found that? Some of you missed it? Help. You remember David. The only way he could face the Goliath and know his calling was because his father, who was an old man, said unto him, David, would you take this hamburgers and this cheese and this food to your brothers who are in the army? I mean, will you be the errand boy? Will you take their lunch and take it to them? But when he took what his father asked him to do and helped out and went his way, then he heard the voice of Goliath say, is there anyone in Israel who can? And he began to challenge the God of Israel and the people of Israel. And what happened? David knew the reason God had sent him. Are you with me? Remember, your helping your parents is a way that God's covering comes over you and will make you open to listen to the voice of God. Some of you sitting here have lost out on hearing the voice of God because you have lost out in the area where you are supposed to be under the covering, where you're supposed to be honoring your father and mother. It has happened to me. You remember James and John? When did Jesus call them? The Bible says in Mark chapter 1, they were at the boat of their father, helping their father by cleaning the nets. It's not a good job cleaning the nets, it's a good job fishing. They were not only helping out in doing the good thing of fishing, but in even cleaning the net. And so Jesus could come and say, this guy is good. He seems to be submissive, he'll be submissive to me too. He seems to be a person who is doing things the right way. So I think he will be the right one to be my disciple. Are you with me? Not only fishing, but even cleaning the nets. The fourth thing. Is in the area which is called godliness. Let me explain something here, very important here. Open with me to Proverbs. Leviticus chapter 20 and the 9th verse. I told you that you lose out on the voice of God. Leviticus chapter 20 And the ninth verse. For everyone who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother. His blood shall be upon him. How many times, parents, you know, I was strongly guilty of that. Before I came to the Lord, I was more. But after I came to the Lord, it began to subside. And with my mother sitting here, I can't say a lie, but I think it's gone down. Amen. Are you with me? Whoever curses. So, remember this. I told you that you lose out on the covering of God and on losing out on hearing from God the minute you step outside the area which God has ordained you to be in. If you will not submit to what God has made you naturally to be submitted to, you will never submit to something that is spiritual also. Now if a husband is, wife is supposed to be submissive to a husband. And if a wife is not submissive to the husband and she comes into a ministry, she will never be submissive to the pastor. Maybe for some time she would be, but after some time she will lose it. Are you with me? If a child is not submissive to her parents and he comes in and tries to be submissive to the pastor, it will not work. Maybe for some time it will look like honeymoon time. But when it is not, it will not be so. Are you with me? Is the salt hurting you today? If it is, say amen. So it is. Let it heal and let it preserve you in the kingdom of God. Amen. Proverbs 20 and verse 20. Underline this always. Because some of you here are people who have started your walk in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit by listening to the voice of God. You have lost it somehow. And the reason is this. 20th chapter and the 20th verse. Never forget this. 20th chapter of Proverbs and the 20th verse. Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamb will be put out in deep darkness, which means that he can only sing. The song that we sang now. What is the song? This guiding light of mine. But can you feel that light inside of you? Can you experience that warmth of that fire? Or is it just a song with your mouth? You will lose out on walking in the light of God. Darkness means a place where you cannot hear. A place where you are in confusion. A place of fear. A place where you seem to have lost. It is in darkness that people lose their way. The Bible says a man who will not honor his father and mother walks into darkness. It is like the lamp is being put out. You want to hear from God, you cannot. Even if you should hear from God, you are not able to do what God's word tells you to. Are you with me? The fourth thing that I told you is godliness. Godliness, keep one hand of your Bible in Proverbs 23. And keep it in Proverbs. We're going to look through a couple of scriptures just to highlight that. The 23rd chapter and the 24th verse. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. The father of the righteous, that means godly. The father of the one who is godly will greatly rejoice. And he who begets a wise child will delight in him. It's a wise child who will walk in godliness. Who will walk forth in the way of God. And let your father and your mother be glad. And let her who bore you rejoice. 28. Seven doors. How do you be godly? Well, this is the way. Whoever keeps the law is a discerning son. But a companion of glutton shames his father. All the time eating. Whoever keeps the law is a discerning son,
but a companion of gluttons shames his father.
The first chapter of Proverbs. We're going to Lord's scriptures today, because this is a way that we can move into greater grace and walking in the fullness of God. The 8th verse. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be graceful ornaments on your head and chains about your neck. Then one day a person came to me for prayer, and this girl came to me for prayer, and she was standing in front, and I saw a snake instead of an ornament around her neck. I saw it in the spirit, so I was wondering, what is this? So I asked her, does she have any ornament that she's brought that is in the shape of a snake? She put around anything like the shape of a snake around her. She said, no. I was again asked. She said, nothing like that. I don't go in idol worship, nothing. But she seems to have gotten into every mess possible. So I was again asking. And suddenly the Lord led me into the scripture. And the Lord says, she does not have the godly ornaments around her neck. There is no godly ornaments around her neck, and because her neck is not having any godly ornaments in the spirit realm, the evil one has taken a hold, and she's been listening to the counsel of a friend who have been doing things not the biblical way. Things the Bible says not to do. Are you with me? Ornaments you want, don't go to Bhima Jewelry. You need to get on your knees, get your life right back with God, and your relationship healed, that you can have godly ornaments. Like you will find like this Dubai put up in, you know. This big, huge gold, and that juba, and the two gold watches on both the hands. No put up in here, man. Hallelujah. Remember this, my brother, my sister. We need to have the ornaments of grace. Amen. Look at someone and say, I need to have the ornament of grace. Well, the 5th one is called, children, you honor your father and mother by keeping unity at home. Did you know that? You honor father and mother by keeping unity at home. I thought it was the mother's job to build a family. No. I thought it was the father's job to do it. No. The Bible says it is the child's job to do it. You remember David was one of the sons, 8 brothers. One of the 8 children, David. He understood it. That's why he said in Psalm 133, how good it is when brothers live together in unity. It's like anointing oil. Why? Because he himself knew he came from a family that was 8. How good it is. You see the unity we have among our brothers? You stand united. You know that story, no? United you stand, divided you fall. United you stand, divided you fall. You need to stand united. United you stand by making sure that you are the one who builds the house. Next week we'll speak on how to build the house. Remember this, it is your job to keep sure the family is united. Do it through prayer. Remember Job's sons. Job's children had get-togethers, and they would invite their sisters also to be there with them. How many of you know that Job's sons used to hold the feast? Do you know that Job 1 says Job's sons used to hold the feast? The father used to do the sacrifice, because he was the one who had spiritual authority over the family. Are you with me? But the children were the ones who would invite the sisters and hold the feast. How many of you know that? The children used to make sure they were getting together, and the father would make sure that he was having spiritual authority, making sure the blood of the lamb was sprinkled, and the children were protected from all evil and sin, and the righteous blood would fall. But the children were the ones who took the initiative. Amen. You need to make sure that you get together as a family. When's the last time you took the initiative to have a family prayer? When's the last time you took the initiative to get the family together to pray? I can tell you, mine's long time back. Ambaji takes the initiative, you know. But hallelujah, I am willing to change. Amen. You better do so. Two. Amen. Hallelujah. The we are in the sixth one or the fifth one? Five or six?
Six.
The sixth one is in the area of correction. You honor your father and mother, being open to correction. How many of you know that you honor your father and mother being open to correction? Can somebody put this part up? Amitri, can you go somewhere else so I can speak this part? Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 9 to 11, the Bible says, look the way, we're just looking through scriptures today and just the point. Help you. The 12th chapter. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us and we paid them respect. Are you with me? Did you find that? We had human fathers who corrected us and we paid them respect. Today, if you will correct a child instead of respect, you might get something else. But we had human parents who corrected us and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastised us as seemed best to them, but he for a profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening or correction seems to be joyful for the present, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Sammy? Do you know that? Correction? Look at someone and say correction.
Correction.
Now some people come to me and say, brother, you correct us and we will listen to you. But I've seen that many a time they don't. I would discern why. Sometimes they have a desire to be changed also, but they don't. Simple reason was, they have not been open for correction in their own homes. Correction. Lamentation chapter 3. The Lamentation, chapter 3, and the 27th verse. The word of God says that it is better for the young man to bear his yoke in the days of his youth. Yoke means discipline. To be disciplined by correction. In the days of your youth, it's good for the young man to take the yoke in the days of your youth. To bear the yoke of discipline. Are you with me? It is good for you when you are young. You remember, if you will stay open to correction and take the yoke of discipline, you will find when you grow up, your children will too. Because the simple principle in the Bible is always, like produces like. Some of the parents, they try to correct their children now and the children doesn't seem to be obeying. The sole reason, they have not obeyed the way God has told them to obey when they were young.
The scriptural principle is always this: like produces like.
You have a stubborn attitude in times of correction, you rebel.
You will find that later on, when you begin to see things the way God wants you to see, your children do the same. I pray they might not. But it's important that you take the yoke of discipline when you yourself are young.
Proverbs 14 and verse 12. The reason for that. The 14th chapter of Proverbs. There is a way which seems right, the 12th verse. There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Now the 7th way through which you are open for honoring your father and mother. Are you with me today? How many of you are liking the word today? The 7th way, how you are open to the fact that you want to honor God and honor your parents, is the way you care for it. The word care. It's not the I do not care attitude, but you need to have the I do care attitude with your parents. Are you with me? Many people do not have the I do not care attitude. We need to have the I do care attitude. Why do I say that? The right time to always repay your parents is not when they are at your mercy. Understand me rightly? When they are old, when they cannot do anything for you, I have seen sometimes. Once a man came and told me, he was walking under the guilt because when his father was bedridden and he had to do the cleaning and the looking after him, but he would, in times when his father would not obey, just to turn that side and this side, he would give a pinch, just like that, just to make him obey. But it needed a lot of patience, needed a lot of struggle. And he would do that. And when his father died, then the guilt struck him. And he was walking about with that guilt, unable to forgive himself. Why? Because he never cared. Never was able to show for the care. When they are truly at your mercy, that's the time you should care more. Are you with me? When they cannot do anything at all. When they're beyond their years, lost their sight, they cannot do anything. They cannot hear properly. They can do anything. What do you do at that time? That's the time you need to make sure that you care. Because now you will be in a position where you say, I know it all. They do not know the way I know, but surely if you know the thing the way God wants you to know things, you should make sure that's the time you show your care. 1 Samuel 22, 3 and 4. 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 22nd chapter. And this is powerful. Underline this word. Then David went from there to Mizpah of Moab. And he said to the king of Moab, please let my father and mother come here with me till I know what God will do for me. Did you find it? Please let my father and mother come here with me till I know what God will do for me. So he brought them before the king of Moab, and they dwelt with him all the time that David was in the stronghold. He was running away from Saul, pardon me. But he was concerned about his family too. He was concerned about his family. He didn't want his father and mother left somewhere alone. He said, please, I want to make sure that they are with me. I can look after them. I can care for them. They're old, they're not a young warrior like me. But I want to defend them. I'm going to be there. Did you find that? Amen? Honor your father and mother by caring
Say care. Care. Care.
Care.
Care. I told you, in other words, by blessing them too. The seventh one is actually called blessing. Blessing, say blessing.
Blessing.
Blessing them. And if you need to bless them, you need to be in a position to bless them. Are you with me? That's why some of you need to study. That's why some of you need to have your business right. That's why some of you need to have your works done right. Why? Because you need to be in a position to bless them for. Some of the people here, they're willing to get the business flowing and money to come in so they can tithe. I would rather you take care of your father and mother first and then bring the tithe. Are you with me? Tithe is important, tithe is to be given for God, but what I'm saying is, you need to make sure that you are in a position to bless them. That's why sometimes you need to study, sometimes you need to do your work well. You need to do your business well. When is the last time that you brought a gift for your father or your mother and told them, I care, I love you, I'm going to be in a person. When is the last time you did that? Many children, they would expect their parents to do that, you know. Do something for me, do something. But when is the last time, knowing that your father and mother has got a secret desire, that they have some desire in their hearts, something that they want, you want to give it to them, honor them. You want to save up some money, some things that you spend on other things, you want to save it up, give them. Well, if you will do it forth, you are a wise son. The Bible calls you wise. Proverbs 19. The book of Proverbs, chapter 19. And the 13th verse. A foolish son is the ruin of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dripping. Both go together. Foolish son and a wife who is always quarreling. They are in the same boat. The foolish son gets married to a contentious wife. Then every day you have dasara. Fireworks going for all. Let that combination never come in this ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to make sure that you, 17th chapter and the 25th verse. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her who bore him. So you need to be in a position where you need to make sure that when you say you honor your father and mother, what is the first thing that you need to do? Obey. Second thing is?
Respect.
Third. Fourth. Fifth. Sixth. Seventh.
Care.
Care. Eighth. Blessing. Where is included? Studies or business or whatever. Are you with me? One of the reasons that you should be doing that, remember this, is to serve the kingdom of God and serve your parents too. Make sure that they are well looked after. Proverbs 30, and I close with that, 11th and 17th verse. 30th chapter, Proverbs 30, 30. There is a generation, and that is not the Joshua generation, that curses its father and does not bless its mother.
There is a generation that is pure in its own eyes, yet is not washed from its filthiness. There is a generation, oh how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are like swords, and whose fangs are like knives, to devour the poor from of the earth, and needy from among men. There is a generation like that, but that's not the Joshua generation. Are you with me? I don't want your testimony to be around in the people to say that it's Joshua. No, no, it's never. 17th verse. The eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it up and the young eagles will eat it. Quite a powerful statement. Which means that you will be a man without vision. You do not know where you are going in life, what to be doing. A man without vision, that's what you happen to be. Are you with me? You will jump into something and again into jumping, again into something, nowhere being secure. No vision in front of you. They're very nearsighted. They cannot see the way God wants them to see the future. They can either only see their past or their present. And many of the reasons it is so is because of this. Lift your hand and say, I want to be a man with vision. My silent angel is saying, I want to be a man with vision. Did you say, I want to be a woman with vision? Hallelujah. Let's stand up in the presence of the Lord and pray.